You're listening to the NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network, part of Sports Illustrated, giving you daily NFL Draft, Dynasty, and Devy Fantasy Football podcasts.
Welcome into the Dynasty Draft Room presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. I am your host, Anthony Correnti, joined by my co-hosts, Ryan Searfoss and Eric Adams. Gentlemen, how are we feeling today?
Fantastic, dude. We got that win versus the Chiefs, baby. I'm feeling good still.
I'm not going to bring up who my football team beat, but I'm feeling
great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm ready to get into it.
The quarterback didn't throw four interceptions that game, right?
I'm just glad I didn't bet eating a pepper on Zach Wilson throwing more than three interceptions.
That would have been the Uno reverse card if we had you eat the pepper there.
Well, on today's show, what we're going to be getting into, we've got a handful of trade proposals for a number of, I guess you could say, struggling stars across the NFL and what we might be willing to give up to acquire those players. So before we get into that, just a reminder, this is a daily podcast feed filled with analysts and experts providing unmatched insight into the NFL, college football, and fantasy football. We provide this feed totally ad-free, and all we ask in return is that you leave us a five-star rating and check out our written content over at si.com/NFL/draft. So we're 2 weeks into the 2021 NFL season, and I think it's fair to say there's a number of players that have already started to see their dynasty value begin to shift a little bit. Some of the players that we'll discuss on this show, I think a few months ago, were thought of as kind of borderline untouchable trade options for a lot of people. But the games are here and they're being played now, and it could be a good time for savvy players to target these kind of star quality guys who have, I guess, borderline disappointed to this point in the season. So the way we'll go about it is we'll each suggest a trade proposal for the five players that we're going to get into and discuss further, and then break down each player a little bit further down the road to gauge what sort of our consensus value or consensus thoughts might be on that particular player. So if you guys don't have anything else to add, we'll get into it right from here and kick it off with
sent out some of these trades today just to see if how they'd go.
And did you acquire all of these players?
Jerry Jeudy, so it's all okay. He's not one of these players, which I was really stoked on. But I sent out like half dozen trades today just because it's got me hyped to trade.
Absolutely. Well, the first guy we want to talk about is New York Giants running back Saquon Barkley. Saquon's gotten off to a little bit of a slow start, but coming back from the injury, we knew kind of from the beginning he might be eased in a little bit. So, Eric, why don't you kick us off? Give me your thoughts on Saquon Barkley and what sort of trade proposals you might be looking at to acquire Saquon.
Of all the guys that we're about to talk about, I think he's the murkiest in terms of future because his fifth-year option, I believe, is next year. They're in shambles right now, the Giants. Their O-line is just not – it's for going on 4 years now. It just has not been fixed. I don't really know – where they're headed in the future. So this is going to be interesting. And this is my trade proposal. Saquon Barkley for Najee Harris.
Okay.
Which side you taking?
Barkley for me too.
Yeah.
Really?
Barkley by a good bit.
Wow.
What side would you rather have? You'd rather have Najee?
I don't feel
32nd offensive line and a team with a quarterback who's more bandaged.
I have more faith in the Steelers fixing it than the Giants. A lot more faith in the Steelers fixing it than the Giants right now. I don't know who the Giants are bringing in after Gettleman. I don't know who the Giants might bring in after head coach if they fire Judge. I don't know who that quarterback will be. I know the Steelers are a model of consistency, whether it's crappy consistency or whatever.
Now, so
I'll take Najee.
If you're a contender, how about this deal?
Probably still Najee. I'm basically saying I think Najee's going to be better this year. I'll double down on that. I think
you'll take Najee for this year and the foreseeable future. Like you think we?
Oh yeah, I thought you were agreeing. Yeah.
No. Okay, Ryan, what do you think about Saquon?
So I kind of went the opposite way on it. But send Derrick Henry for Barkley in like a second or third. See if I can get that, or see if I can bite to try to get a little bit, especially if like my team's a little murkier, or I'm just trying to get out from under Henry, because as we've talked to at length on this show, he ain't getting younger. I know he was amazing this week. It's the perfect time to sell the hype and get a younger back and maybe a pick with it.
Yeah, I would love that. I would love if I could flip Henry for a Saquon plus. Like, that would, I'd be in on that.
A lot. Just a little bit.
Just some little extra something to wet the beak.
Just wet the beak, like a second, a mid-second. I mean, I'd probably send it for a first just to see if they bite. But I'd be happy with a second.
I'm probably still going to keep Henry.
I think my scenario is the most clear, like outright buy Saquon of the three.
Lay it on us.
Because what I had was I'd give up Aaron Jones in a 2022 first for Saquon Barkley.
Ooh. See, again, that's where the future comes in. You don't know what the future holds for Green Bay. If Rodgers leaves, if Adams leaves.
Sure. Yeah, my thoughts are, you know, Jones comes off a big, huge blow-up spot against the Lions. Yeah. He's going to be very good at, you know, very good to elite rest of this season. He's about mm-hmm. 2 full years older than Saquon. I think we might be jumping off Saquon a little fast. Like, we knew coming into this year, he was like it. We said it for months or heard for months that he was going to get eased in. He was going to get eased in.
Not healthy.
Yeah. We knew even when he was healthy that he was a guy that in the running game kind of made his name off of like I saw people saying, oh, well, if you took out that 141 yard run he had last week, he had 12 rushing yards. I'm like, but that's who he is. Like, that's who he's been as a runner. Like, the hope has to be he gets more involved in the passing game. But I think things will get better for Saquon. Yeah. So Saquon is a buy target for me right now.
Yeah. He's about to have a monster week this week versus Atlanta. He's just.
And if he doesn't, how hard are we panicking?
I'm still not panicking because he's not healthy.
Okay. Like, I won't be
still recovering. I'm not like.
When are we going to get healthy? Huh? When are we healthy?
It's called patience, man. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
I won't be super panicked. I won't feel great. I think the Atlanta game should be a little bit of like a get right spot for Saquon.
Yeah.
Lord, I hope so.
Me too. All right, let's talk about the first wide receiver we have on this list. I want to talk AJ Brown. Ryan, kick us off. Let's hear what your thoughts are on AJ Brown, the Tennessee Titans wide receiver who's now sharing the duties with Julio Jones. What do we think about acquiring AJ?
I think you need to, and there shouldn't be any worry. He's always been a big play receiver. This offense has been far from just clicking yet. It's had some adjustments. The line play has been a little questionable. They need to get a little better. So I'm not panicking on him, and I'm going to throw something heavy at him to try to get him right away. I'm looking to move Debo, who's just been lighting the world on fire, who I know could be good, but I don't think he's obviously not that caliber player, plus a starting running back, like one of those mid-range ones, maybe a David Montgomery type or somebody like that, or even Zeke, because I'm trying to get an elite receiver who's 23 years old and will be there for a long time. And I'm willing to overpay for him because you're not – even though he's struggling a little bit, he's still not going to get cheap.
I hate to be this guy, but it's going to depend on who that running back is. Because if it's Debo and Montgomery or Zeke, that's a smash accept for me. I would smash that accept button. I'll take Debo.
Like, you'd rather have the Debo and Zeke or Monty side?
I would prefer Monty, but even if it's Zeke in there too, and I'm a little low on Zeke right now, I think I would still probably do it.
Yeah, and that's why I'm sending next. I know I can get that through now. And if I get somebody who ends up being elite, I don't care if I overpay a little bit. Like, Zeke's awesome, but he's, again, getting up there in carries, up there in age. David Montgomery, he's been really good, but he's still cap ceiling. AJ Brown's ceiling is number one person at his position.
We're going to have a talk about David Montgomery, Ryan.
And I don't mean in a bad way, but David Montgomery's never going to be Dalvin Cook or Christian McCaffrey.
Oof. Oof. I'm hurt. a top five running back last year. Come on. What else does he got to do? What does he got to do?
Catch the ball.
Catch.
Oh. All right, Eric, what are your thoughts on AJ Brown?
We'll talk another time. I'm glad you said Deebo because he was in one of my trade proposals, actually, so that's good. I could go the easier route here, or I could throw like two picks at you in here with Brown. Which one do I want to do? I'm going to throw the picks at you. I'm going to make this difficult. AJ Brown, a 22 first and a 23 third for CeeDee Lamb and TJ Hockenson. Do I have to tell you where the first is?
Okay, so you're sending AJ Brown 22 first, 23 third
for CeeDee Lamb
and TJ Hockenson.
Yeah, I want Lamb and Hockenson. Like, Lamb is my dynasty receiver, like, two.
Nah, I want the AJ Brown side.
And Hockenson's a superstar.
I'm glad you both split on that. That makes me happy. I have no idea what side I would take.
I want the AJ Brown side.
I think Hawkinson's the top three tight end right now in Dynasty. And CeeDee Lamb is my wide receiver two in Dynasty. Like, yeah, I'm smashing that.
So, yeah, so that's the difference between where we are, Foss. Like, I love CeeDee Lamb, but I have Lamb is my wide receiver seven right now in Dynasty, and I have AJ Brown wide receiver five. So I like AJ Brown more than him outright. I had what I had written down to acquire AJ Brown was a 2022 first, a 2022 third, and Keenan Allen for AJ Brown. I think AJ Brown for me is
I take AJ Brown.
Yeah, that one I would take Brown.
Yeah.
They're my wide receiver three and four in Dynasty, Lamb and Brown.
AJ Brown for me is like I'd like to try and buy the dip right now, like while before he's had like that big, huge game and Julio got, you know, a bunch of yards this past week. But he's a guy I'd like buy high on. Like I don't have to get the right deal to trade for AJ Brown. I just want as much AJ Brown as possible.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Anything else on AJ Brown before we move on to the next guy?
Yeah, I'd say don't be afraid to ever pay on him. This is a blip.
Who do they play this week? Those Titans.
The Titans. Who do they play? No idea. I'll look it up.
That was a good win by them, let me tell you right now.
That was.
Yeah. Man, he'll be fine.
I play the Colts this week.
Okay. You might
have a rough week.
You should be fine.
They'll be all right.
I'm not worried about it.
The third, I feel like these last three guys that we have, we got three more that we're going to get into. I feel like these could start getting a little more interesting. The next guy we have is Antonio Gibson. I'll kick it off with what I put down for Antonio Gibson. Antonio Gibson or Clyde Edwards-Helaire and a 2022 second.
Why you gotta do that to me? Why you gotta do that to me? It's been a rough week for us CEH truthers, man. Like, I'm beaten down at this point. Give me Gibson. I don't feel good about CEH at all anymore. Kansas City, why'd you have to take CEH? If you didn't take CEH, then I'm not like on this bandwagon of, oh my God, I'm so excited. Like, if he goes somewhere like Detroit or something, I don't care. Instead, he ends up in Kansas City, and I'm hurt. Screw you, Kansas City. Bastards.
Foss, what side do you want?
I think Gibson. I just pulled CEH out of my starting lineup for this upcoming week, and it hurt me deep to my core. Well, maybe not that bad, but like, yeah, I want the guy who I can plug in, start, and be comfortable with. Even if he's struggling, I'm more confident in Gibson being consistently getting volume than Eckler getting it, because they're a pass first team. They're a Patrick Mahomes team, and it's Tyreek Hill, and it's Travis Kelce, and no one else matters. And he's going to be game script dependent, and teams bring their A game versus Casey every week, so they're going to be less playing from behind, playing with the lead, and just pounding the rock afterwards.
That's almost exactly what I had written down, because I would take the Gibson side as well. And I love CEH's talent, but I just feel better about Gibson's role. Even though J.D. McKissick stuck a dagger through my heart last week, and you know, had all that passing work and the sweet goal line carry. But I just feel better about Gibson's role as a true kind of workhorse there. Like you said, Kansas City runs through Mahomes, Kelce, Tyreek Hill, and that's great, but it's gonna script Clyde Edwards-Helaire out at points.
Well, and Byron Pringle.
And Byron Pringle, yeah.
It was a bad matchup for him, though. That game was a shootout this week. The Ravens' run defense is pretty solid still, being they have three defensive linemen who weigh like 350 pounds each. Like, it was a bad matchup for him. It'll get better, but I like Gibson more still.
All right, Eric, if you want to go next, what did you have written down for Gibson?
Okay. This one's probably the closest. Antonio Gibson or Kareem Hunt?
Gibson.
Okay. Yeah, he's got a lot of love for Kareem Hunt.
I do like Kareem Hunt a lot, but yeah, Gibson. I'm not jumping off yet. I still think the real Gibson, like with getting extra passing work, is coming.
Yeah,
I agree.
So I know what side Anthony's going to take on this deal. Don't know about you, Eric.
So Eckler's in the
deal. I was just going to say, it must involve Austin Eckler.
Gibson for Eckler, or second and third?
You can just – can we revise this to Gibson
the picks
for Eckler
make it
in
interesting,
first?
Honestly.
The picks are, yeah, because –
Gibson for Eckler in the first. Say that. That makes it closer for me, because if it's a second and a third, then I'll probably stick with Gibson. If it's for a first and Eckler – I'll take that Eckler side.
Honestly, even like I would pick the Gibson side for what you just said, Eckler a second and a third. Even being like the notoriously lowest person on the planet, I think, on Austin Eckler. Eckler in a first makes it interesting. Like that's a
first makes it interesting, yeah.
Yeah. That's hard to turn down, I think.
It depends where the first is.
Yeah, true.
If it's a later first, I'm hesitating.
Ant, can I get a reception check on what Austin Eckler's on pace for now? Because I think we're close to 100 now.
Yeah, we've moved up since the overreaction show.
He had a week. Good Lord.
He did have a week. So it's nothing personal, Austin Eckler.
He's averaging 4.5 a game.
We know. 4.5 receptions? Okay. Yeah.
All right. We just got to see if he can keep it up. Yeah. Austin Eckler, if you're listening. It's not personal between me and you. I hope you do it.
Dude, he said his head was too shiny before the show, don't lie.
All right, we have anything else about Gibson before we move on?
Taylor Heineke is the truth.
I think he's a great buy right now.
And where do you guys have Gibson, like dynasty ranking wise? Is he an RB1 for you?
Just barely. He is my 11.
Yeah, he's my RB 11.
Okay, he's my running back 9.
10, sorry. 10.
All right, so 9, 10, 11. Look at us. We did it.
Other guy who's just kind of there with Gibson, I think you get similar offers for, is Jonathan Taylor. Like, he's not on the show sheet, but like when I'm like looking at these trades for Gibson, I'm like, I'd probably start with similar offers for Taylor, and I bet it could be similar.
Gibson in a 22 first for Jonathan Taylor was one of my proposals.
Oh man, that is.
Is that juicier? I should have said that
that's
one over
juicier.
The Hunt one. That's the way to go with.
That's way juicier for me.
Way juicier.
Gibson and a 22 first, right? That's what you said for Jonathan Taylor. Oh man, that's hard. I think
I would probably still take the Taylor side, to be honest.
I think Taylor.
It's really close, though.
It is.
It really is. Like Taylor is my dynasty running back 2. So I love me some Jonathan Taylor.
But, you absolutely. You have to take that without hesitating.
Yeah. But, oh, man. If you throw me a little bit something extra, you know, Gibson a 22 first.
Hey, man, take it or leave it.
All right. Let's talk quarterback because we haven't done that yet. And Cincinnati Bengals, Joe Burrow, you know, maybe not the hot start people were hoping for. Foss, what do you think about Joe Burrow? What do you have written down in terms of proposals for him?
So I didn't know if we were doing this from a Superflex perspective. So I did it as a non-Superflex.
Oh, I did mine like Superflex, so that'll be interesting.
So mine's non-Superflex, and I went really simple with it. First and third.
A first and a third?
Yep. For him, I said this is not Superflex. This is one QB.
Not Superflex.
I mean, yeah, he threw three picks on three throws. But, dude, those weapons are so good, man.
Yeah, I'm probably still sticking with Burrow if that's the case. I'm not taking picks over Burrow. I like Burrow.
I like Burrow, too. In single quarterback, though, I might keep the picks. I might keep the picks. It's tough.
Yeah,
it's close.
And like league size matters too, I guess.
It's real close. If I was in a single quarterback league and had a roster I felt pretty good about, but was like what I felt like a good quarterback away, then yeah, I would deal the picks for Burrow. But if I had somebody else, like a guy like Matt Stafford or somebody else on my roster right now, and the rest of the team was good enough to kind of still make a run for it, I might hold on to the picks. Eric, what'd you put for Burrow?
Oh, let's see. Okay, this is a good one. Joe Burrow and Travis Kelce for Kyler Murray and Noah Fant.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I went for the jugular on that one.
Is that 100% matters for me in this one?
I'll say no on Superflex, and I'll say tight end premium.
So one more time, it was Joe Burrow
and Travis Kelce for Kyler Murray, Kyler. Baby Yoda, and Noah Fant.
If it's single QB, it's 100% the Kelce side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super flex, and probably need Kyler.
All right. That's fair.
I think I'm on board with the same thing. Super flex, I'd rather the Kyler side.
Yeah. Because an elite quarterback matters so much more. But one QB, the drop off's not a big thing.
Oh, wait. Ryan, you said the Kelce side. You mean the Kyler side?
If we're talking one QB league, I want the Travis Kelce side.
Okay, so you're split.
Yeah, but if it's super flex, makes sense. I want the opposite. Yeah. Like, if it's not super flex, I want the best player. And Kelce goes, I don't know, four rounds before any of those guys.
So if it's super flex, you're saying you take Murray, the Murray side?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, Superflex, I like the Murray side for sure.
Because he's a top three or four pick in Superflex. He's like QB1 for like fantasy this year and probably close to it going forward. Like, he's fantastic.
Yeah, he's been fun to watch.
He's my dynasty QB2. And as a Ravens fan, I have him over Lamar in fantasy. Like, and I'm comfortable saying that.
Is Lamar your three?
What's my four in dynasty?
Okay.
Who's three? Tom Brady?
How do you know?
Lucky guess.
All right. I did this assuming from a Superflex perspective. Huh? A 2022 first, a 2022 second, Jalen Hurts or Joe Burrow?
Burrow. Period. Hey, Jalen Hurts, way to turn into a pumpkin again this week. Thought he was the savior last week because he beat up on the Falcons. I'm too harsh on him. I'm too harsh.
So harsh.
I really am. So harsh. Back to 50% completion percentage. You love to see it. 11 points. Who scores 11 points in the NFL?
Hurts a first and a second?
Hurts a first and a second or Joe Burrow?
I got to stay on brand.
I think I'm taking Hurts.
All right.
Like, Hurts.
Split them.
The rushing nuts tie, man. Like, as shitty as he's played, he's QB6 right now. And he was getting drafted in Dynasty right around Burrow, the first and second. The picks make a difference for me on that.
Can't get any rushing yards when you're playing left bench in 2 years. Just going to say that.
But what if he doesn't? Like, we were assuming this, but didn't play that. I know he's not playing up to that we think he is. San Francisco is a good defense, especially against a running quarterback. Wait till he plays Dallas, Kansas City, Carolina the next three games and plays the world.
Whoa.
Oh, Carolina.
Carolina is a unit.
Huh? Carolina
I was about
is
to say,
unit.
Carolina's a unit.
Yeah.
Can I? You go.
I was just going to say, I would take the Joe Burrow side. I would rather have Burrow than Hurts in the picks.
Amen. Can I cheat here and get one more in?
Yeah.
Sure. I got a good one here. Burrow or Trevor Lawrence? Yeah, I'm putting you right on the spot.
Burrow.
Yeah. He's got the better weapons around him.
I have them two spots apart. Like, I have them. I have Burrow as quarterback 8 in Dynasty, and I have Lawrence as quarterback 10.
I have him 7-9.
Wow. Anything else about Burrow before we move on to the last guy on the list?
That's pretty good there.
All right. DK Metcalf, Seattle Seahawks wide receiver. Foss, why don't you kick us off? What do you think about DK Metcalf?
I mean, it's just a matter of time before he's back. That offense is clicking. It's just Tyler Lockett's been wide the F open and making absurd catches. And he's got it, but we know how that offense works. There's going to be blow-up games. And he's not as super consistent as some of these other top receivers, which why he kind of drops to 6 for me, or 6 for me. But that said, I still love him. I'm setting CEH and Cortland Sutton for DK Metcalf.
Metcalf
going away.
Yeah.
That was a non-competitive trade proposal. Yeah. I am taking DK Metcalf all day with that. I love Sutton. I love that he's.
I want to see that Sutton hype. Sutton hype's not where I thought it was yet.
Still nah, holding. I would need somebody that I felt better about than Sutton.
Like I said, I'm glad Sutton's doing what he's doing right now. But
Okay, let's say
I need a better player than CEH for them. If it's Sutton, that's great. I need a better player than CEH.
I'm now thinking my DK proposal is probably not spicy enough either. Oh, I don't think it's getting it done.
Okay, replace CEH with Gibson.
That is better. That one, I'll probably still take DK Metcalf, but it's closer.
Gibson and Sutton for DK? Yeah. I'd still take DK. But that if you told me Gibson and... What about Gibson and... Man, I'm trying to find somebody that really Gibson and Allen Robinson.
DK Metcalf.
Yeah, I think I would still take DK too.
What about if it's Jamar Chase? Gibson, Jamar Chase.
DK. DK can see the ball. I'll never let Jamar Chase live that one down. That one's funny. That's a funny line that he said there.
I think I would take Gibson and Chase.
Oh, it's Gibson and if it's Gibson and Chase, yes, yeah. It's Chase straight up.
If it's Gibson and Chase, I would take the package over DK.
Yeah, that one I agree with. Yeah,
it seems like the price is still high for DK.
It should.
It is. Yeah, come down.
I feel like people aren't overreacting on him yet.
Yeah, 4 for 60 and a tutty, and then 6 for 53 is not bad.
It's not. People are just expecting the huge yardage totals.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, when you look at his teammate going for popping off for 40 fantasy points back to back weeks,
he'll disappear soon.
Thank you, Tyler.
Still have the 3 weeks.
Shout out, Dave, for just racking me up these wins.
Eric, what do you have for DK?
All right. I want to do my top one, but it's not. After looking at their ages, it's not. It's not going to be competitive. I'll tell you after when we're off the show. Sorry, people. You'll have to pay extra for that one. Metcalf and a 2022 first. Now I'm going to switch that to a second. A 2022 second for Tyreek Hill.
Ooh.
If it was a first, it would have been real easy.
If it was a first, when I saw the first, I'm like, no, that's too easy. Second,
yeah,
really hard on him.
Wow.
I'll take DK. Yeah, I'll take DK in the pick.
I think I'm taking Tyreek.
I would take the Tyreek side. I'm a big Tyreek guy.
I'm always trying to win now. And he's my wide receiver one.
Yeah.
He's so good. Even though he's got held 15 yards this week, shout out Ravens.
Did he get it? Was it 15? I saw he got really shut down.
15 yards, third and 10, shut down Anthony Everett, 1-on-1 coverage.
You love to see that. You love to see that. Just learn how to tackle Travis Kelce and you're there. You're right there.
I'll have to calculate that, man, if you're a DB.
Play was absurd. But, yeah, that's good. 3-15, okay.
All right, I had DK Metcalf or a 2022 first and Amari Cooper.
DK.
How old is Amari Cooper? Is he 20 yet?
I think he's 26 or 27.
So young. He's 27? When did that happen? I thought he was 3 years younger. Oh, God.
Yeah, 27.
I got into a lot of debates this offseason regarding age with Amari Cooper and Terry McLaurin. That's how I remember that.
You asked me this last week, and I'm taking Cooper after his 3-for-24, and he got bruised ribs this week. That's a little closer.
Yeah.
Who is a first attached with Cooper?
Yes, 2022 first and Amari Cooper or DK Metcalf.
Then in that case, I'll take Cooper. I'll turn that 2022 first into Garrett Wilson or Chris Olave.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot of Chris Olave talk on here.
Or a bust. No.
Or Laquon Treadwell.
Yeah. Justin Blackman.
Ryan, what do you think? Would you take Cooper in the pick or DK?
Oh, DK. I want the elite player. I'll like Cooper, but he's the oldest 27-year-old ever. Or youngest. I don't know. Like, I don't know if he's old or young for his age.
His age and like time in the league just puts your mind in a pretzel. Like it feels like he's been around forever. Yeah. Like part of me thinks he should be 32, but he came into the league so young.
Yep. Juju's got to be that way too. Like he's been in the league forever. And
yeah.
So I think they both came in at what, like 19 turning 20 or something like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's just, it's weird because he's been relevant for so long, but he's never hit that like top five receiver.
Yeah.
Like he's always been on the cusp of being awesome or being right where he is. And I think that's why we can't do it.
All right. Well, that'll do it. Five different struggling to different degrees, borderline superstar kind of talents.
Did Ryan give his DK guy?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, we did.
You did?
You
yeah, yeah.
What was it? Oh, the CH one?
That turned into Gibson and...
Gibson and...
Right. The good conversation.
Anything else we want to add before we get on out of here?
No, but take advantage. Go after some of these hurt guys too.
Yeah.
Like, I just went for Jerry Jeudy today. He's out 4 to 6 weeks. There's been 2 weeks, which means it's 2 to 4 weeks now. Like, go after guys like that.
Like, I was just saying to somebody else too, like, I'm trying to trade for some Dobbins shares, trying to trade for some Travis Etienne shares, like, just because. Hey, even if they're not as good as we wanted them to be this year, the value could be low.
Yep. And you're 2-0. Go after those 0-2 teams and vice versa.
Yeah, absolutely.
And trade for that young whippersnapper, Rob Gronkowski, there in Tampa Bay. Feel good about him.
His value is increased by his electric performance with Peyton and Eli on Monday Night Football.
He doesn't watch tape.
That was fantastic. He doesn't watch tape.
That is hilarious and very true.
He said Brady told him he looks slow out there. He said, your eyes are slow. That was great. All right. Well, thank you all for listening to this episode of the Dynasty Draft Room presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. We'll be back with more of the Dynasty Draft Room next week, but be sure to tune in tomorrow to hear from our friends over on the Blitz for all of your college fantasy football needs. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Later, taters.